I'm here today to tell you that yellow is coming.
Chief Medical Officer of Health Jennifer Russell had some good news to share with New Brunswickers at the province's COVID-19 briefing on Friday. The province will revert back to the yellow phase as early as Sunday, March 7th, but as promised weeks ago, the yellow phase of restrictions will be different this time around.
It won't be the same set of rules that you experienced last summer and fall when all of New Brunswick was last in the yellow alert level. Due to the presence of the new variants of COVID-19, the new yellow level will be a little more controlled than what was in place last year. If all goes well and we maintain the positive trajectory that we are now on, all New Brunswick health zones should be ready to move to the new yellow alert level on Sunday, March 7th.
The new yellow will actually be significantly different than what was in place over the summer, with the main change being that the household bubbles will still be in place, with the steady 10 system expanded to a steady 15. This means any given household may keep a list of 15 people on its close contact list. That group may have close contact and operate as a bubble when visiting venues or dining out. Sports teams will be allowed to play within their league across zones following their operational plan. Tournaments or larger events within a zone may be permitted, subject to approval of the plan. Formal indoor gatherings will be permitted with an operational plan in place, as long as the venue is at 50% capacity or less and physical distancing can be maintained. Formal and informal outdoor gatherings of 50 people or fewer will be permitted with physical distancing in place. The province also announced immediate changes to the current orange phase of restrictions, including allowing travel and close contact across health zones and allowing visits in hospitals. Russell acknowledged the potential confusion at play with changing restrictions.
This is all part of the dance that we have engaged with in the COVID-19 pandemic since it began. We will loosen and tighten restrictions and adjust measures within each level of the restriction as required to keep New Brunswickers safe. However, I know that these changes can be confusing, and we talk about this at the national level as well, confusing and frustrating. And each of us has become deeply fatigued by the pandemic. And these frequent changes can be hard to take. But we must be nimble and we must be positioned to respond quickly to keep the virus at bay. And keep in mind that this virus is changing all the time and we must change with it.
That was Chief Medical Officer of Health Jennifer Russell at Friday's briefing. Premier Blaine Higgs also spoke on Friday and made brief mention of reopening the Atlantic bubble, saying it was a definite possibility for late spring or summer. Higgs tied the chances for a reestablished bubble to the ongoing vaccine rollout and also acknowledged some recent good news on that front, approval in Canada of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine.
This is indeed great news, and it provides another tool in our fight against this virus. We will share more information on this and how it will impact our supply of vaccines as soon as we are able to do so.
That's it for CHMA's Tantrum Hour report for this Monday, March 1st. As always, for story ideas, tips, or feedback, contact us at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.